All right, everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode. Today, we're diving into something super crucial: how the U.S. Department of the Treasury manages our nation's finances. Trust me, this is crucial because it affects all of us in ways we might not even realize. You might picture the Treasury as just handling money, but it's actually so much more than that. They manage economic policy, tax regulation, and a whole bunch of other stuff that is the backbone of our financial system.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that in depth. So like, what would economic policy even encompass?
Great question. Think of economic policy as the blueprint for how a country manages its money and resources. Imagine throwing a massive party. You wouldn't just wing it, right? You need a budget, a plan for food, entertainment, and all that good stuff. Similarly, the Treasury sets policies that ensure the economy runs smoothly, like figuring out how much to tax or how to stimulate growth.
That makes sense. But aren't there times when those policies seem to clash? Like when people are crying for tax breaks, but also demanding better social services?
Absolutely. It's like walking a tightrope. Imagine you're balancing between public demand for lower taxes on one side and the pressing need for funds for social services on the other. Balancing those competing interests is one of the Treasury's main challenges. For example, take the recent economic relief efforts during crises. They had to provide aid quickly while thinking about the long-term impact on tax revenues.
Wow, that sounds intense. So, how does the Treasury decide where to allocate funds for initiatives like that?
Well, they analyze tons of data. They look at which sectors need the most support. Think small businesses or communities facing challenges. The Treasury encourages these small businesses to participate in government contracting, just like a coach checking the stats of players before deciding who leads the game. They even publish forecasts on expected contract actions.
Ah, okay. So let's say I have a small business. I could get in on government contracts? What does that process even look like?
Exactly. First, you need to register. It's like signing up for an exclusive club, but with a bunch of paperwork involved. You have to get into SAM, or the System for Award Management, to set up your business profile. Once you're in, you can start searching for contracts that align with your expertise. It's a goldmine if you know where to dig, like finding treasure in your own backyard.
Treasure, huh? I mean, how can I be sure I'm on the right website? There's so much fake stuff out there.
Great point. In today's digital world, security is essential. Always stick to official .gov websites when looking for sensitive info. It's kinda like wearing a life jacket while boating. You wouldn't want to risk going without it, would you? The Treasury has resources aimed at improving financial literacy and fighting fraud. That's their commitment to helping citizens make informed decisions.
Interesting. So there's actual support for people to make smarter financial choices? What kinds of resources are we talking about?
Yes! They offer everything from budgeting tools to investment information. They really want to empower people to take control of their financial futures, which is super vital in today's economy with all the ups and downs we've been experiencing. It's like having a GPS for your finances. It helps you navigate towards your goals instead of getting lost.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. So, are there any cool initiatives happening right now that we should know about?
Definitely. Right now, the Treasury is ramping up efforts to combat financial fraud. Let's face it, bad actors are always lurking for ways to take advantage, but the Treasury is putting measures in place to protect consumers, ensuring economic growth. It's like the feds donning superhero capes to guard our wallets.
Whoa, superhero capes. That's quite the imagery. So, how can we stay updated on all these initiatives? I mean, is there like a newsletter or something?
Yes, they publish various reports and updates on their official website covering budget performance, economic relief efforts, and more. Signing up for their updates could give you an edge, almost like having insider information when placing bets at a race. You gotta be alert if you want to stay ahead of the curve.
I see. This has been so enlightening. I can't believe how much the Treasury impacts our everyday lives. Where else can we unpack more of this financial treasure?
Oh, we could explore this topic forever. It's a fascinating journey, and we've barely scratched the surface. Just remember, being informed is key to navigating our economy. So let's keep this conversation exciting and ongoing.